Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of Real Talk. Before we kick off, let me just say thank you to everybody who has been responding and giving me good vibes about Real Talk and about Phenomenal Woman. I'm so happy you're enjoying it. It's great to read the feedback and the comments, and I'm really enjoying getting that from you. So keep on doing that. Keep on sharing it with all your friends and the people you know, so more people get to hear about what's happening here in Little Antigua and me doing Real Talk. Anyway, this week, today, here in Antigua, where I live, my little tiny island, it is election time, it's election day, and it's real hot, it's a real fever pitch time. But what started off the week for me going into election got me also thinking that we're coming to the end of the first quarter. So that means we're almost 25% through the beginning of the year, or the whole year, 2018, we've got another 75% of the year. But and we would have made all these New Year's resolutions, we made all these promises to ourselves. And if I was in the UK right now, they'd be celebrating spring. And that would be the change in the seasons. Winter's over. Everything starts afresh. It's all brand new. Flowers are starting to pop up out of the ground because apparently the cold are gone. But I fear here it's still snowing. And whilst we don't have a Pacific seasons per se in the Caribbean, we do feel a change in the weather. We do feel the temperature getting warmer in the mornings because it does drop a few degrees in the mornings. We do see the mornings getting lighter. So I will take that as my springtime season. And plus, it's also coming up to the first national holiday after Christmas, so be Easter. And traditionally, it's been the time where we'd start looking at something new. It's all about new promises, fresh starts, and it's spring, so let's start spring cleaning. So for me, spring cleaning isn't just about the house. It's also about looking at where you've got in life and how you can clear your mind of the self-imposed limitations, the things you've been putting up with, all the tolerations, the soul-sapping friends, the things you've been procrastinating on, things that have stopped you really getting the goals that you were really gung-ho about at the beginning of the year. So what I want to talk about today are the different ways or some of the different areas you can look at to help clear your mind and bring yourself closer to who you really are and where you want to be in life, both mentally, physically, and maybe financial. Because let's be honest, we spend far more time reorganizing our closets, cleaning our kitchens, cleaning up after the kids. Whereas if we spent a little piece of that time, a little soupçon of that time spent on ourselves, we would reap huge dividends and huge benefits in your life. So for me, there was four things I was going to just focus on in the podcast, and it's also on my blog, which is janicesutherland.com. /realtalkwithjanice. And this week we're going to talk about pushing your reset button. So as I said, there's a couple of areas I've focused on when looking at this week. So the first thing what I called was the tribe revamp. For me, I have spent quite a bit of time since I have left the corporate world trying to meet new people, getting out there, meeting new people. And for some of you, you may have done the same, and your circle probably has multiplied a lot more over the months. You've made new friends, but to be honest, you spend a lot more time kind of disseminating friend spats or what they're trying to say than chilling with those who really matter. So now's the time to as I'd said, partake in a friendly call. So look at the people who are actually adding value, actually a benefit to have in your life. Sounds a little mercenary, but conduct analysis of your tribe. Ask yourself who can increase your motivations, your connections, who complements your weaknesses, who offers you sound advice when you need it, who's there when you actually need them, and not just sucking your soul dry, wanting things from you all the time. It's got to be a win-win situation. So clear your slate of those who have fallen short, step back, focus on forging the deeper bonds with those who can add greater value to your life. The next one is I call it the pass the sell by relationship. You know, those relationships have been hanging around a bit longer than you've been necessary. And it's kind of a theme, a little bit like the tribe revamp, but a little bit deeper. So you maybe had a boyfriend you split up with and you thought you could still be friends with them. I had this situation quite recently. My son split up with his girlfriend, and for whatever circumstance they couldn't really get to part as cleanly as they would, but that person was still around and it was still causing each of them pain and so on, subconsciously stopping them moving forward in their lives and what they need to do. So it's still really causing you and them some brain pain. So really now it's time to cut those ties. Stop dwelling on what could have, should have, would have, could be, the ifs, buts, the maybes, and devote all your energy to the amazing things that you could be doing to meet new people. So trade up your negative thoughts for positive actions. The next one I'm looking at is procrastination. We are all guilty of procrastination. And maybe the reason you haven't hit your goals so far is that you're paralyzed by procrastination. You keep putting off the things you know you should be doing, the things you told yourself you want to do. It's time to face the goal head on. Stop. Look at it. Decide what makes achieving that goal important to you. How will it positively impact where you're trying to go, what you're trying to achieve? How committed are you really to achieving that goal? Break it down into bite-sized chunks. Set yourself realistic deadlines, because nothing like setting a goal now that's going to be 50 years ahead. It's just not realistic. It's not timely. So give yourself a realistic timeline to complete each little step, because all those little steps add up. So stick to it, and before you know it, you've reached your target. The last thing I'm going to do is talk about is we're just trapped. And I say trapped on life's merry-go-round. So you're in that cycle of commute, work, home, family, repeat, commute, work, home, family, repeat. And you just keep going around that circle. Your life's a little dull. You're feeling a bit uninspired. You really need to shake up your routine a little bit. Switch it up. Make some time for you. Put yourself at the start of the day and do something mindful. I know we all say, well, we've got commitments, we've got family, we've got this. But if you set your alarm even just 20 minutes earlier and take those extra 20 minutes for you, for something for you, put you first, you'll be amazed how much better you'll feel. So do something mindful, meditate, journal. For me, it's all about physical, and I have my personal routine in the morning, which I've probably spoke about before, where I have the 4 hours. I either ride, run, write, or read. I do a combination of the two in the morning. I have a set cutoff time and I'm going to do it, but that is my personal time. I don't do social media. I don't let anything get in the way of setting me up for the day. It's my time to think about myself and set myself up. So just take, even if it's just 10, 15 minutes, it's imperative that you take some time for yourself to avoid getting stale. So, and then maybe once a month you do something new. You go to an art gallery, you go to a bookshop, you go to a library, you explore the shops in different parts of town. But do you, be you for you. So do something different. So that's a few quips there, a few quick tips there from me. Taking some time to implement these tips or something similar before you move into the next quarter will change your outlook in life and provide some direction for you to achieve your desired action. So whatever the motivation, you still have more than enough time to make a difference in your life for 2018. So until next time, this is Janice, over and out.